Our cattle market, step back and take a deep breath. I'm Keith Lundberg with your farm news update. Over the course of the last few weeks, we have been watching a cash cattle market that has been essentially on fire. Wrapping up here just a week ago from 244 to 245, it seems like the market has stepped back now and taken a deep breath. John Dick is with Swenson Investments and Commodities based out of Sioux Falls.
Yeah, it's definitely been a little different cattle market here over the past, month and a half, 2 months here. Things have slowed down quite a bit. Obviously, still kind of uptrending, but a lot slower. I'm kind of waiting on some cash news here today. On the demand front, boxes have just not been able to kind of hold their own. Generally, we kind of bottom out those time of the year. But again, boxes were about $40 higher back in September when the board was very similar in price. So I'd really like to see that push higher if we want to see cattle continue this nice run. Feeders index quite a bit higher than the front here. I think of 374 was the last I saw there. But again, like the fats, kind of slowing down here, chopping sideways as we get to essentially record high prices once again here.
Your thoughts as you look over that hog market today?
Yeah, it's not uncommon for these hogs to do what they've done. Very strong rally from the middle of November to essentially the start of February here. Oftentimes that is speculators piling into positions. We saw that, take July, for example, almost a $20 run in a short period of time. When the music stops and musical chairs, it can be kind of a pull the rug type situation. Doesn't mean the top is necessarily in on some of these hogs, just when they pull out of positions, it can be pretty volatile.
And that's what we've been experiencing here as of late, both on the livestock side and grain side of things. The markets are volatile. With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Lundberg.